South Dakota Banker Legislative Update, Week 9. House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services for banks to engage in business with marijuana licensees and associated persons, passed Senate Commerce 8-1 on February 25 and was debated on the Senate floor on March 1. Senator Michael Dietrich, Republican, Rapid City, the bill's prime sponsor in the Senate, introduced the bill to the Senate and urged support. House Bill 1203 passed the Senate 33-2. Again, thank you for your engagement with your citizen legislatures on issues important to the banking industry. As you can see, it makes a difference. This important legislation was delivered to the governor's desk for signature on March 9. A few updates for the final week of the state legislature. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the general fund to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Health for purposes of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and initiated Measure 26. It passed appropriations 15-1 and the Senate 31-4 and the House of Representatives 58-9 and has been delivered to the governor for signature on March 11. House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services. The context of this bill was approved by the SDBA board on January 29. Legal counsel Brett Kennecke and President Carl Adam conferred with the SDBA board to allow the SDBA to initiate a bill to assist banks in expanding services for cannabis banking. It was evident that there was no substantive legal framework legislation introduced. The SDBA board agreed that we must continue to advocate for our industry in a standalone bill that allows legal protections under state law for banks. House Bill 1203 is sponsored by Representative Hugh Bartles, Republican, Watertown, and Senator Michael Dietrich, Republican, Rapid City, lead sponsor in the Senate. SDBA's Carl Adam testified in favor of this legislation, and it passed out of the Senate Commerce Committee 8-1. This bill was debated on the Senate floor on March 2nd and received an overwhelming affirmative vote of 33-2. This important legislation has been delivered to the governor's office on March 11. House Bill 1100. This bill was introduced by Speaker of the House, Spencer Gosch, Republican, Glenham. It is a bill to modify the medical marijuana program and to create an interim committee to recommend implementation of the medical marijuana program. This bill passed committee 10-3 and the House 40-28. On March 3, the Senate Health and Human Services Committee passed it with an amendment 1100L. During Senate floor debate on March 8, amendments 1100M and 1100N were passed by a vote of 29-6. When this legislation was sent back to the House failed to concur and appointed a conference committee. The conference committee report was not adopted. With this failure, the provisions of IM-26 will be effective July 1 of 2021. This concludes Week 9 report of bills that are being tracked by the SDBA staff at the South Dakota Legislature. Day 37 of this 2021 legislative session is March 29, also known as Veto Day. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me, President of the SDBA, Carl Adam. Phone number 605-224-1653, my cell 605-280-7654, or you can email me at kadam@sdba.com. Have a great week.